Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Alaska District received authorization and funding for an array of critical construction projects and activities that will contribute to the state's water resources and help boost the economy. Following the recent enactment of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, the Disaster Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act, the Alaska District Civil Works Program was rewarded with a sizable share of the available funding that covers the federal cost share of the projects. One of the major civil works projects in Alaska that received funding allocations from the Infrastructure Act includes the Kenai River Bluffs Erosion Project. A protective berm along the Kenai Bluffs is funded at about $28 million to cover the pre-construction, engineering, and design phase, as well as the construction phase. City of Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel told KSRM,
"What that means is that moves us closer to getting this project done. Governor Dunleavy, in his budget, had allocated $6.5 million on the state side for this project also. So it's incredible how much this project has moved forward just in the last couple months. So a year ago, council appropriated $1 million to HDL for design. We got 35% drawings that will be going out all the council members for review. And we're hoping to get this project started in 2023.
In 2019, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers published the Kenai Bluffs Bank Stabilization Section 116 Feasibility Study that recommended the establishment of a protective berm at the bluff till. The project will provide a berm that stretches out about 5,000 feet along the base of the eroding bluff, requiring the placement of about 42,400 cubic yards of armor rock, 33,200 cubic yards of crushed rock, and 13,100 cubic yards of gravel base. The new infrastructure is designed to shield the lower portion of the bluff from storm damage and prevent the removal of accumulated sediment between the toe and the berm. And we've got additional details on this project posted at RadioKenai.com. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce announces his intention to run for governor of Alaska. An email was sent to his staff members Thursday by his chief of staff notifying them that he filed to run for governor of the state of Alaska. Pierce told KSRM,
"Like most Alaskans, I've waited, you know, a long time, the last 20 years, for something to happen in Alaska. We stand by and watch the federal government come in and lock us up and shut us down, and then expect us to sustain ourselves. When you look at the individuals that are running, I just ask you a question. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Are you better off today than you were 8 years ago? 8 years ago, Walker started and had the helm. Here we find ourselves going right back in and considering 4 more years. The way I see it is, if we don't come up with some different ideas and different leadership, we're faced with 4 more years of the same."
As governor, Pierce says he's not going to make promises.
"It's really difficult to make a promise in government because there's so many decision makers, really. You have to gain enough votes to get what you would like to get done. Certainly, it's great to have goals and have desires to go in a certain direction, and that's what I would offer. But to offer a promise and a guarantee is probably not a good place to start. I think we have a governor that has offered some promises, and he hasn't been able to deliver on those promises. I do have a performance record that I think speaks for itself. I do what I say I'm going to do. I follow through. I hold people accountable."
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.